Welcome to the Bible Way Outreach Church podcast. This podcast is a recap of our Sunday morning service. First, a quick reminder about our leadership ministry classes, which meet every Sunday from 8:45 a.m. to 9:45 a.m. Come out and learn more about your calling. This morning's service topic is Your Divine Call and Your Assignment is Not Your Decision. Subtopic, Waiting on Your Set Time. The main scriptures for the text are Romans chapter 8, verse 28, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. The focus of this message is 1. The Holy Spirit has given each Christian special gifts for building up the church. 2. Your assignment will require seasons of preparation, and you must renew your mind in order to change. And 3. Wait on God's timing. There is a waiting process when identifying and recognizing your purpose. Now let us join our service, which is already in progress, entitled, Your Divine Call and Your Assignment is Not Your Decision.
Your divine call and your assignment are not your decision. Waiting on your set time. Waiting on your set time. Let's go to Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Okay, let's read that, please. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to God's purpose. It may not look good at times, it may not feel good, but God said it's going to work out for your good if you believe that. The key is to believe that. How can you know that God is going to work it out if you don't know God? Amen? That's the biggest problem. And when you don't know God, then you won't know it's going to work out for your good. Amen? Evil is in the world, but God is able to turn every circumstance around for your good. Now, the key is you have to believe that. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. And we're talking about our assignment. Your divine call and your assignment are not your decision. Everybody that's sitting here today, God has created you for a purpose and for assignment. You might not understand that because you don't come to church. You might not understand that because you don't study the Word of God. But everybody in this world today has an assignment. You got a call that God has called you to do something in the church. The key is you got to find out yourself what you have been called. He didn't call you just to come to church to sit here, to talk on the telephone, period, to play games. He called you here for a specific reason, for a task. Do you know what God had called you for? What assignment did God call you to do? Did he call you to preach? Did he call you to teach? Did he call you to sing in the choir? Did he call you to be a deacon? A deaconess? He called you to do something. The key is, do you know your calling? Amen? And our subtopic is waiting on God's set time. And it's a set time. Waiting on God's set time. It's a set time for you to go out and do what God has called you to do. After you have studied the Word of God. I said after. After you've been in the church for a while and you be seasoned, you be mature. Amen. That don't mean you get saved one day and you want to preach the next day. It don't work that way. You have to be seasoned. Everybody say seasoned. You have to be mature. Everybody say mature. You have to be a mature. How can you be mature and if you don't come to church? How can you know the truth and the truth don't make you free? You just can't come here one day and next day you're preaching. It don't work that way. You got to spend time with God. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Let's read this. And some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors. The key is, what did God call you to do? What did it? Do you know God? Do you know the voice of God? What is your purpose? Everybody that's sitting here today, you have a purpose. God has given you a purpose. What is it? God has given you assignment. What is that? God has given you a purpose and assignment. The key is, do you know that purpose? What did God place you on this earth to do? What did he? And I want you to think about that. And it's not just to have babies. It's just not to be working every day and doing nothing for God. Now, all of these gifts and talent is set in the church. What did God give you? What did God call you to do? Let's read that one more time, please. And he gave some
apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors.
And some. Now, are you called to be an apostle? Are you called to be a prophet? Are you called to be an evangelist? Are you called to be a pastor? Or are you called to be a teacher? What do you call? It is something inside of you that God has placed in you to do in the church. It has nothing to do with no degree. It has nothing to do with you going to Bible college. It's there because God placed it there. Before you were even created, it's inside of you to do something in the church. Now, what is it? Now, you have to ask the Lord, what is it? It is something God has called you to do. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12. All right, let's read this. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Again, all of those talents that God has placed in the church is to perfect the church. It's to build up the church. It's to strengthen the church. In other words, all these talents that's in you, that you can get behind this podium and teach or preach or evangelize, or you give us a word, the perfecting of the church. It's going to build up a church. All these gifts and talent that God has placed inside of you all. Now, the key is, do you know the gifts and do you know the talent that God has placed inside of you? And how can you know these gifts? And we're going to get to that. But it's there. If you never used them, if you never, ever used that gift on judgment day, God is going to ask you why. Because God placed those gifts inside of you. That call that God has placed in your life. If you do not work in that calling on judgment day, you're going to be judged for that call. Everybody. So it's imperative that everybody find out the call that God has placed inside of you. The Holy Spirit has given each Christian special gifts for building up the church. All these gifts that God has placed inside of you is to help build this church up. It's just like a tree. And we got all these different branches. And they're all different. And it's in the church. One can sing. One can teach. One can preach. One can prophesy. What is your talent? What is your gift? And that's the question. That's the question. You should ask the Lord and ask yourself. Ask yourself. What is your calling? What is your gift? See, you got to spend time coming to church and listening to the Word of God and know the Word of God. Then you'll know what God is calling you to do in the church. Because it's something that God, anytime that you want to continue to come to church, it's for a reason. Something on the inside is driving you to come to church. And that's the Holy Spirit. Why? Because something inside that God has placed in you to do in the church. It has nothing to do with education. It has to do with you knowing the truth. And the truth shall do what? Make you free. The Holy Spirit has given each Christian, that's all of us, special gifts for building up the church. You got a gift and you got a talent. You like to sing. You like to dance. The only thing about dancing, you just change partners. You're not dancing for the world. You're dancing for the Lord. You dance for the Lord. It's a holy dance. Amen. You're not showing nothing. Praise God. You're doing things decent and in order. It's for the Lord. And God get the honor. But the key is, everybody can't dance. Everybody can't sing. Everybody can't teach. Everybody can't preach. Everybody can't be an apostle. But it's some is a talent that God has placed in you all. And I want you to look at that. Because, again, that seed is planted inside of you right now, and it will not be the same. Why? Because that call is inside of you. It's inside. You got to do, in other words, it's something that God has called you to do. And we have to realize we are not born qualified. See, some people say, I'm born a teacher. I'm born a preacher. And that's a lie. Nobody's born a teacher. Nobody's born a preacher. You have to become qualified. You have to be taught. You have to be seasoned. You have to be mature. Amen? And so therefore you have to do certain things you got to study. But something that I think that we have missed and we don't understand because we don't come to church that much, but still though, regardless of the fact, if you don't understand it, on Judgment Day, and everybody in here, hear me well, on Judgment Day, if you do not move in this anointing and calling of God, God is going to judge you. Why? Why? But even before that, and I want you to listen to this, if you rebel against your assignment and God's timing, he will permit things to correct you and your actions. He will permit certain things to happen. Why? Because you're rejecting your calling. And I believe, what's the name, reject his calling? And I believe a little fish swallowed him up, wasn't it? That was Jonah. See, God told Jonah to do a certain thing, and Jonah tried to run. You can't run from God. Because you may live in Timbuktu, but God's going to be right there. You see, when you get there, before you get there, he's there. You can't run from the call that God has placed on you. And when God wants to send you certain places to do his assignment, you can't run from that. And let me read this again. I want y'all to hear what I'm saying. If you rebel against your assignment and your timing and your set time, he will permit things to correct you and your actions. You can't run from your calling. You can't run from your assignment. So I want y'all to hear this. Because, I mean, what is the reason why we come to church? We don't come to church to play games. We come to church to hear the word. If you don't want to come to church, don't come to church. Don't come to church to play. Come to church to be serious, to hear what God has for you and to change you and to promote you. It's because promotion comes when you hear the word of God. Faith cometh by and hearing by. And that's the key right here. That's what I come to church for, to be promoted, to hear the word of God. Because when you come, he's going to promote you. And I say again, it has nothing to do with no degree. It has to do with you being open to him. Just think about that. We talk about how long it takes. How long did it take Jesus to prepare himself? It took Jesus 30 years. It's not going to take us that long, though. But it took 30 years for Jesus. Moses, it took 40 years to prepare him. In other words, you got to decrease all that other mess that he had. Amen. What you got to decrease? What do you have to strip off to be ready to do what God has called you to do? To be that singer that God called you to be? To be that teacher that he called you? To be that pastor? See, your assignment will require seasons of preparation. In other words, you just don't become a teacher or a preacher or a pastor or apostle or a prophet overnight. You got to study the word of God. You got to fast, you got to pray, you got to seek God on a consistent basis. How can you change if you don't want to change? Let's go to Romans chapter 12, verse number 2. Okay, let's read this, please. And be not conformed to this world, but be he transformed by the renewing of your mind. In other words, if you want to change, you got to renew this. Everybody say, renew your mind. You will not change if you don't renew your mind. And you don't renew your mind, listen to jazz. Listen to R&B. You renew your mind by studying the word of God. You will never change. You'll never be what God wants you to be unless you move from this to here. In other words, You got to have the word of God. You have to have the word of God in order for you to change. If you want a change to take place in your life, you got to renew this. Everybody say, renew your mind.
Renew your mind.
Everybody say, renew your mind.
Renew your mind.
You got to renew this. And if you don't renew this, you're going to come here and do the same thing what you've been doing. And that's nothing. You'll never move the way God wants you to move. You got to make a decision, a quality decision. Do I want to change? Do I want to be what God wants me to be? Do I want to be the head and not the tail? Do I want to be above and not beneath? You got to make a choice. And God is not going to make that choice for you. You got to make that choice. How do you want to live for the rest of your life? You want to be the head and not the tail? One thing that we have to really look at not doing is never stay where God has not assigned you to stay. If you have not been assigned to teach, don't teach. If you have not been assigned to preach, don't preach. If you have not been assigned to sing, then please don't sing. Please don't sing. Why? Because you're not anointed. You know, we got the want to's, but you got to have the anointing to do. Amen. I mean, everybody can't sing. You know, I mean, we sing in the bathtub, we sing in the shower, but you come up here, the key ain't there. The key just ain't there. Why? Everybody's not anointed to sing. You see, you got the want to, but you don't have the anointing to. Stay where you are assigned at. Because when you detour, it's going to be shipwreck. You're going to mess it up. There will be no anointing nowhere. And everybody that know God's word is going to notice. And it will not connect. The moment, and I want y'all to hear what I'm saying. The moment that you're born again, the call is inside of you. You're already equipped. God has already equipped you. All you have to do is spend a little time and study the word of God and get mature, and then it's going to blossom. It's going to come alive. It's not going to come alive overnight. Amen? Just like some of us come to church, you sit here for 5 minutes and you go to sleep. It ain't going to blossom. It ain't going to come alive. You got to stay awake. And you got to hear the word of God. And then you got to be a doer of the word of God. Hearing and doing at the same time. What am I doing? I'm listening. What am I doing? I'm hearing. Twofold. And I'm seeing. And something inside of us is making a change. God is working in the inside. You're already equipped. One of the biggest keys in learning the word of God is learning the voice of God. And you got to spend time with God in prayer and study the word of God to know his voice. The Bible said, my sheep know my voice. Do you know the Lord's voice? Do you know his voice? Even when you fall asleep, your spirit never sleeps. So even when you sleep, there's a download going on. Amen. So you'll wake up speaking the word of God. Isn't that awesome? It's just like a tape recorder. It play it right back. It play it back in your spirit, praise God. See, God's spirit talks to you. Do you hear it? Do you hear him? Your spirit knows things that your head don't know. I said, your spirit knows things that your head don't know. Amen?
Amen.
Let's go to Matthew 22:14. Let's read that, please.
Many are called, but few are chosen.
Why? Why have you not been chosen? Why? Because you have not studied. You have not obeyed the word of God. You haven't spent time studying the word of God, coming to church and listening to the word of God. Faith coming by what?
Hearing.
And hearing by what?
The word of God.
Many are called, but few are chosen. Have you been chosen? Yes. But far as doing the will of God, you're still there because you're not doing anything. You come to church, you fall asleep, you go home and you fall asleep, and you don't study the word of God, and you live a life not of God. You wonder why that you're not going to be chosen by God. Let's read that again, please. Let's go to Isaiah 40:31. Let's read that, please. So it's a waiting process. But really, you're not waiting, sitting down doing anything. Waiting on the Lord means that I'm studying, I'm praying, I'm fasting, and I'm listening, and I'm waiting on God. Are you waiting? What are you waiting on? What are you designed to do? As a leader, we don't try to be just like somebody else. We be original. Are you original? Are you yourself, or you want to be like somebody else? You want to sing like somebody else? You want to dance like somebody else? The Lord wants you. He made you a certain way. He wants you to be yourself.
Amen.
Everybody say myself.
Myself.
And that's the key. He wants you to be myself. Be myself. Amen. Now tell self. And you ask self, have you been called? Have you been chosen? Have you been anointed? Can't no man or no board set you in his office, but God. Not mom, not dad, not the pastor, but God. Now, you ask yourself, have I been called? What have I been called for? Do you know? Do you know? Period. And how do you know that you've been called? How do you know you've been called to teach? How do you know you've been called to preach? How do you know you've been called to sing? How do you know that? Because something on the inside is going to let you know. Your spirit will let you know that you have been called, that you have been chosen. Something about your spirit is going to talk to you and let you know that you've been chosen and been called for this specific task. Do you know the task that God had called you to do? Are you a singer? Are you a teacher? Are you a preacher? You ask yourself that. It is something in here, in the church, that God had called you to do. Because you keep coming back to church because the Holy Spirit is bringing you back so you can learn Him and to do the things that God had called you to do. And you got to ask yourself, what is it? What is it? Lord, it's not a game. Waiting means to have confidence and the expectation that God will intervene on your behalf just by waiting on God. Don't get dismayed. Be not weary in well-doing because you'll weep if you faint not. Amen? See, waiting on God reveals patience. Patience is a seed that always produces rewards. Waiting on God's timing provide Him to address the problems we incur in our Christian lives. See, you're waiting on Him, then He is cleaning up your body, your mind. Amen? So you can be clear to do the will of God. Amen? The call is there. The call is there. But all that old leaven that's still there got to come out. It got to come out. And waiting on God and in prayer and an attitude that you have, that you did have, you don't have it now, has to be removed. I just want you to just take the time and just believe God. Believe that God knows what He's doing at all times. And He's challenging you. If you know that you have been called, take the time and seek God. And so He can give you clarity to that call. This is not a game that you come to church. I come to church to learn. I come to church to be taught. I come to church to be seasoned so I can do the will of God. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Bible Way Outreach Full Gospel Church International. We trust that this word was a blessing to you. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at BWay Outreach and like us on Facebook. And if you believe that this message has been a blessing to you, please consider donating to this ministry at BibleWayOutreachChurch.org.